Hello, and welcome back to Nonsense with Kalei Belasosa. Today is officially 200 days of being quarantined. So today we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the ups, the downs, why I'm still quarantined, how I stay sane, and some of the best and worst things that have come from it. So let's get into it. Everyone, I am so glad you're here. So today's officially 200 days of being quarantined. That is crazy, and it's not over. We're still going. So I'm first gonna explain what quarantine looks like for me and my household, because I feel like it varies. The definition of quarantine varies per person or per household. So my household, we're taking it very seriously. We sanitize everything that comes into the house. We let mail sit for a couple days so it can disinfect. We don't go anywhere. And we pick up food like twice a week. We get our groceries mostly delivered. Sometimes either my aunt or uncle will go into the store and get some stuff, but they're very, very careful with sanitizing and wearing masks and all that. So pretty much for me, what that's looked like is I don't really go anywhere except for like on walks and at home. That's pretty much where I am. We did go on a little trip for a couple days where we went to a lake house, and that was really fun. I think all of us really needed that. It was like at the 5 month marker. We're now over six, almost 7 months, I think. I think October 20th will be 7 months, which is crazy. And we've all been quarantined since I moved here. So I moved in with them on March 20th, 2020, and we've been locked down that entire time. So we're gonna talk about the ups and downs of it, because, you know, it's like life. It's a roller coaster, and there's good days, and there's bad days, and there's in-betweens. And surprisingly, most of the days are good ones, so let's talk about it. So, the hardest part for me, and I think everyone I live with, is feeling like we're crazy sometimes. Because it feels like most people are out doing their own thing, and I don't know what's going on. Why am I so, like, burpy? I'm gonna drink coffee too fast. Cut that out. So it's hard not to feel like we're crazy for caring so much, or doing so much, or being so locked down. So I think that's the hardest part, is just feeling like we're the only ones who are doing all of this stuff and not living our lives, even though we are kind of living our lives, just our world's a little smaller right now. And I think one of the best things, or the thing that I appreciate the most of this experience, is number one, we are so lucky because no one we are close to has died of COVID. No one we're close to has been, or I'm close to, has been affected by it, which is so great. And I feel so fortunate that that is what happened for me. And I definitely recognize that that's a privilege, because a lot of people have been affected by this. And I'm super lucky to not have been, and have no one I care about have been infected or have anything go wrong. So that's awesome. And also another great thing that's come out of this is just like having so much time. And so much time to do things I've never done. Things I've wanted to do for so long and haven't made the time for, or just have made excuses and not done, and I'm finding time because there's so much time. There's so much time to do all these new things, and it's so fun and exciting. And I love that part of it. So I'm gonna talk about why I'm still quarantined, because I know a lot of people are probably like, girl, this thing's fine, like, everyone's out. But I think for me, it's just not worth the risk. It's not worth the long-term effects that come with getting COVID. It's not worth having it on my conscience if someone does get sick and it's because I was out. It's not worth getting that test. Have you seen those videos of people getting that test where they get a giant Q-tip shoved up their nose? That does not seem fun. So, all of those things, it's not worth it to me. And a couple weeks ago, we went to a lake house for a couple days, like 4 or 5 days. And when we came back, my cousin and I both got a little bit sick from the water, I think. And both of us were like pretty freaked out because we thought it was... I mean, there's always that thought in the back of your mind, like, oh, do I have COVID? Like, that's scary. And it would have totally sucked because we were super quarantined this entire time. And it's like, yeah, that would have just sucked. Because it would have all been for waste, kind of. But it didn't end up being COVID. We just got a little sick from the water. It lasted like 2-3 days. But I think that experience itself was like super eye-opening. And like, imagine if that would have been COVID. Like, I don't know, that's where my mind went, and it's just really not worth it to me to get other people sick or to get sick myself. So that's why it's super important for me. And I'm okay with being at home as long as I don't have to worry about people I care about getting sick because of me, or people that I don't even know getting sick because of me, or getting sick myself. So I'm okay with it. Next we're going to talk about how I stay sane, because there's definitely been moments where I'm like, I can't do this anymore, I am so done with this, and it's not even moments, there's days, or like weeks where this has happened, and it's lasted like a week, or a couple days, or a day, or a couple hours, it just varies. But I think the longer we've been doing it, the more normal it feels, and the hardest part is like FOMO, like feeling like we're inside and everyone else is living their lives, and I don't know, it feels like maybe I should be out there living my life too, what if I miss out on something? But I would rather, and then I just remind myself I would rather miss out on those things than get sick. So, I'm okay with that. So a couple things that have helped me stay sane is things do get really repetitive. There's weeks where, like, waking up in the morning, it's like, oh, no, I have to go do it all over again, the same thing again. And it just gets super repetitive. So something that's really helped me is trying new things and setting goals or switching things up every week or as often as I need to so that things don't get repetitive. So that is a really big thing. So sometimes it'll be like, oh, I'm doing this new class online this week, or I'm gonna learn something new. Learning new things is so important. And it's really helpful when things get repetitive and it feels like the weeks are just the same and everything's the same. Another thing that's helped me is reaching out to people. So there's a lot of people that I've had in my life in the past that just kind of drifted apart, or family members or things like that, that I wasn't really close to. And this time in quarantine, I've really rebuilt those relationships, and having people to connect with that aren't in my house is so important. And that's really helped. I also have a book club that I'm doing with my aunt who lives in Oregon. And her and I haven't been as close as we are now ever. So it's really awesome and it's super fun, and we do it once a week, and it's something that I really look forward to, so I enjoy that. Another thing is finding new things to be passionate about, like things to work towards, things to be excited about, because being excited about something and looking forward to something helps have a little bit of energy and drive to do new things. And then once you accomplish those things, you get that little, oh my god, I did it, and you get to be proud of yourself. And yeah, like this past week I did a digital marketing class on Google. It's free, so if you have time and you're interested in marketing, you should definitely look into that course. It's a 40-hour course. It's 26 modules, and they're each like 6 lessons each, which sounds like a lot, but it was really helpful for me, and I liked it. It was really enjoyable to do. So if you want to, check that out. I'm not endorsed or anything. It's not an ad. No one's sponsoring me to tell you that. But yeah, I think it was really, really cool. Even if you're just like looking into different fields, like that's what I'm kind of doing right now. I'm like trying to figure out what I want to do for my career. So doing an online class like that is helpful to be like, oh, do I want to do marketing? Do I not? And yeah, so working towards new things and achieving new things is super helpful. Another thing that is important is getting outside. So for me, I live in a suburbs area. And so we can get outside, we can walk around. I have a park like 2 minutes from my house, which has like a little forest connected to it, so I can like walk through that and get in nature. And nature is like really, what's the word? It like rejuvenates my soul and makes me feel like, oh yay. And it's getting cooler now because fall, so it's nice. It's nice to get outside and breathe in some fresh air, not be in the house all the time. And another important thing is to challenge yourself. Find new, like, little challenges, new little things that you want to work towards that aren't easy, and you have to, like, push yourself, because that is also really good just, like, for growing as a human. And during this time, having new challenges, new things to work towards, like I said before, is super important. So for challenging myself, I've been doing like different like workout challenges, or doing classes, like I said, with new things that I've never done before. Or yesterday I tried learning how to skateboard. I think I'm gonna work on that more, but it's a little special right now, I gotta be honest. I don't even know how to, like, skate on the board yet really well. So, just, like, pushing. Not at the tricks level yet, for sure. But just pushing myself along is a little special right now. But it's fun to work towards new things that I've never done before but wanted to. Like, I feel like skateboarding is something that I've always wanted to do or learn how to do. So, it's fun, even though it's hard. And I think one of the downs that I didn't mention before, like one of the hardest parts of being quarantined, is the loneliness. I think especially because a lot of my friends are in school right now, or they're busy, or they're doing things, so they don't have time, and I have so much time. So it's being alone a lot and not being able to interact with people. I think part of it too is that I moved recently, so even the people that I would want to see, I can't see in person, which is a little tough. But even if I could see them, I'm super quarantined, so I wouldn't. But yeah, so being lonely is definitely one of the tougher parts. But I think on the flip side, it's taught me, being quarantined has taught me that I really like being around myself. And being lonely is okay. It's something like starting to be okay with being lonely is super cool. And I actually enjoy being alone a lot more than I did initially. So I guess that's a good lead-in for the next topic. We're going to talk about the best things that have come from quarantine and the worst. So first, we're going to talk about the best. So yes, being okay with being lonely is one of the best things that has come from it. Another thing is I have grown so much as a person. It's crazy. I think part of it was moving out of my house. I have just, I think, had so much... I think I've just had so much time alone and with my thoughts and with myself that I can't just ignore my emotions, or I can't just push through them or distract myself. I have to like actually sit with them and understand them and process through them. So I think that's been super cool. Like getting to know myself and my emotions and how I process them and a lot of that stuff. I think I've also grown a lot as a person because one of the worst things that's come from quarantine is I've lost a lot of relationships and I've had a lot of conflicts with people that I was close to before, and being away from my family has been really hard. But I think that's also contributed to me growing as a person, because before I used to be very dependent on my dad, and I'm still not, I'm not independent yet, but I think I'm starting to move towards that side of it, that side of being more independent rather than dependent. And the people I live with are super supportive of me being my own person and being my own individual and pushing me to be better and independent and all of that stuff, which is awesome. I'm so grateful to them for that, because it's not something I really had before. People pushing me to be my own person and think as an individual, which is so great. And which, it's kind of hard, it's uncomfortable too, to think as an individual, but it's super important. And I've lost a lot of relationships just through like conflicts that have happened because I didn't agree with some of the things that people were doing during quarantine and COVID. And I think I've learned how to set boundaries, which has helped me grow as a person because of those conflicts. I've learned that it's okay to let people go, and I've lost people and relationships, which is like the hardest thing for me. I don't know why, but I hate the thought of losing people. And not even like losing people, like they die, like just losing the relationship where I don't talk to them anymore is really hard. But I've lost a lot of relationships, and it's helped me grow as a person. And I'm learning that sometimes I have to let go of the relationships to create new ones and better ones and spend time and energy in the relationships that matter. So that's one of the best things, is that I've learned, I've grown as a person and learned like what relationships I want and what I'm willing to put up with, or what I want in my life as a relationship. And these aren't even like romantic relationships, it's like family and friends and things like that. So just the people who I surround myself with. Another thing that is like really good about quarantine is having so much time to think. Like, I have so much time to think about who I am, think about who I want to be, thinking about everything. And thinking about little things, big things, emotions, listening to podcasts, learning new information, educating myself, and just thinking about all of these super new thoughts that I never thought about before, and just having so much time to think and learn my mind and learn what I value and what I don't agree with, and all of these new thoughts are really cool. So that's one of the best things that have come from it, is having all of this time to think about new things. And the next one is figuring out who I am as a person and who I want to be, which goes hand in hand with having time to think. I've had a lot of time to really look into, like, what is my dream self, kind of? Like, who do I want to be? Like, what do I want to do as a job? What do I want to travel? Like, that's super important to me. So how would I incorporate that into my life and, like, figure out what steps I can take to achieve those dreams and goals, which is really cool and it's fun. Another great thing is I've strengthened so many relationships with people that I didn't have good relationships with before. Like my aunt with the book club, like we're super close now, which is awesome. I've gotten a lot closer to my cousin. I've gotten a lot closer to the people I live with who I like didn't even talk to before I moved here. And now we're together all the time, and it's really cool, and they're great people. So all the people that I've reconnected with and gotten closer to are amazing people that I feel so lucky to have in my life. And the relationships that I did have before, I've looked at those and realized, like, what I want from those relationships and what I don't, and setting boundaries and all this stuff. So those relationships are better too, which is great. And most important, best thing I think that has come from this being quarantined is I have strengthened my relationship with myself. There was like so much self-loathing and a lack of self-love and lack of even like knowing who I was as a person, or knowing what I wanted, or being able to make decisions on my own, that strengthening my relationship with myself and understanding my thoughts and understanding my values and what I want from life and learning all these new things and building my sense of self-worth and self-confidence has been incredible and super important, because I feel like if you don't love yourself, then you're just going to be miserable your whole life. Or, like, if you don't feel confident in yourself and you're constantly worrying about what other people think, you're not going to be happy, which is sad. And I'm so glad that it's something that I've been really working on and pushing myself to be better at understanding myself and loving myself and being honest with myself about who I am and who I want to be, so. Yeah, I think that's the most important thing that has come out of this. And some of the worst things that have come out of COVID is just so much conflict with people that I used to be close to and aren't anymore, or some of them I've had to reshape their relationships, which has been really hard. And just losing so many relationships, which has led to a lot of loneliness and getting down on myself and different things. But all of those worst things have led to my own personal growth and self-love and being okay with being lonely. So even the worst things, even like the FOMO is one of the worst things too. Like just feeling like everyone else is living their lives and I'm just stuck at home. But the worst things have led to me being stronger and me being a better human and me being someone I'm proud of. So the worst things are not even bad, because while they suck on the bad days, they are part of what makes me grow and what makes me awesome, more awesome today. So, overall, quarantine has been a huge, huge growing process, and it is still going, so I can't wait to see who I am on the other side of it compared to who I am when I started. already so much growth, already so much development, and yeah, it sucks on days, but I am so proud of myself and the people I live with for doing 200 days. That's incredible. I think I'm gonna make everyone I live with a little 200-day gift because it has not been easy and all of us have struggled in different ways with it. So, but I'm so proud of us for doing 200 days and can't wait for the rest of them to see what happens. So, I hope everyone is staying safe and I know everyone is doing their best with COVID, and I'm not saying that everyone needs to do what I'm doing to be a good human. We all have our own needs and things to do as far as COVID goes, and as long as you're doing your best to stay safe and keep others safe and wearing your mask and following the guidelines and using way too much hand sanitizer, then you do it. And I hope that this time has been as much of a growth process for you as it has been for me. And I hope you're doing well and staying sane. And things are tough right now, but we're all going to get through this. And I am so proud of you for how far you've come in the last 200 days too. So let's keep growing. And I will see you all back here next Tuesday. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next week. Bye.